More than 100 former employees, customers, and concerned members of Rochester's disability community signed an open letter about the Center for Disability Rights recently. WXXI's James Brown has details.
The letter calls the organization's leadership calamitous and says there's a lack of accountability, non-existent governance, and alleges malfeasance and unethical conduct. The center provides services and advocates for people with all types of disabilities. And its former director of advocacy, Stephanie Woodard, says those goals are being harmed by the current state of affairs.
Well, I loved serving the disability community and the advocacy work that I did. I couldn't continue to work under his leadership.
The he that Woodard is talking about is the organization's founder, president, and CEO, Bruce Darling, which the letter rebukes about an incident about a year ago. Darling resigned from the National Council on Independent Living after saying that Democrats care more about illegal immigrants than people with disabilities during a lobbying trip. Woodard says that incident, along with many others, led to her resignation about a year ago. She says it's the work that's been hurt most.
The disability community deserves the very best that we have to offer. And we're not doing that, and we're not doing justice to the disability community by letting this just slide by.
In a statement on the petition, Darling called many of the claims false and said he will not specifically address allegations because many of them have to do with employment matters. James Brown, WXXI News.